Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental lists in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Everybody, welcome to Here's to Your Health with yours truly, Dr. D. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and we're just honored to have you with us on this evening, this chilly evening. This is my weather, though, you guys. I love it kind of chilly. I was out today and about getting the leaves up out of the yard. That's an experience, you know. I think really the snow theme and the leaf theme, I think the thrill is kind of gone on that, though, you know. I really do. But we're just happy to be with you on this evening. And this evening we're going to get into battening down the hatches, getting that body ready for the winter. I know you have some things in place, and that's a good thing. it's always a good thing to be prepared. And this is something that we can't talk enough about. Because, I mean, everywhere I look, Twitter, Facebook, every place, everybody's talking about, oh, I'm so sick, I got something, I'm catching something, I got a bug. You know, and I'm like, wait a minute. Are they not on my show every week hearing me say, it's time to take care of that all-important body? We take care of our cars. I see people lined up, you know, in the dealerships and different places getting their cars done, getting purchasing tires and everything, getting the furnace filters changed, everything. What about the body? What about our body? If that body is sick, you cannot drive around that car. You know, you can't be up and about. And I'm just everywhere I look, all on Facebook, and that's all I'm seeing. Oh, I'm so sick. I'm feeling so bad. We got to take care of ourselves, people. We really do. We got to take care of these bodies that belong to God. My affirmation for today says, each age has its own special joy and experiences. I am always the perfect age for wherever I am in life. I am at peace with my age. Are you at peace with your age tonight? I hope so. I am so at peace with my age. And you know what? It feels good to really be able to say that. I'm at peace with my age. I have no problem with saying, you know, I'm 59 years old. I feel great. You know, I look great. I mean, this is in my own assumption. You know what I'm saying? I'm not bragging or anything. I look good. I look good for my age. I take care of myself. I mean, I'm not saying I'm no number one stunner, you know, or nothing like that. I'm just saying I look good for my age. You know, my BMI is great. I have a 22 point something 7 BMI, you know, this is something that you have to work at. You know what I'm saying? That you don't get to feel like this by just laying around eating bonbons all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, who was that? Roseanne used to say, you know, you don't feel like this. You don't look like this by doing that. So I feel good. And you know what? I thank God. I really do. I thank God because I feel great. When I wake up in the morning and I stretch, oh, I just say, thank you, Lord. I feel great. So I hope you all do too. And I just want to thank you once again for being my guest on this evening. Before we go any further, I just want you guys to know that if you have any questions tonight, press option 1 on your telephone keypad, and you can come in and ask questions, or if you have a comment or anything like that, you can feel free to do it at that time, okay? Whenever you have a question, if it's something you want to share, you know, I'm looking forward to the day where you guys will want to share a little bit more. I see you there, but I want you to become a little bit more vocal. You know, I want some feedback, some input. Oh, I do thank all of you that send me emails, you know, let me know how much you enjoy the show. I appreciate that. I appreciate your constructive criticism. I don't get too much of that, but, you know, this is our show. I want to know, what do you want me to showcase? You know, what do you want to know more about? That's what this is all about. Okay, you're the reason I'm here. If it wasn't for you, you think I'd be doing this every Tuesday night from 9 to 10? Not. So I just want to, you know, extend the invitation to you that if there's something that, you know, you'd like to hear on the show, on Here's to Your Health, if there's something you want us to showcase, drop me a line at ybpo411@yahoo.com. Also, feel free to go to my website, foryourgoodhealth.info. I'll give it again before the show is over. foryourgoodhealth.info. And you can drop me a line there. You can see what's going on. what we're doing, you know, what we got coming up. Next week, before I go any further, next week I'm going to have my guest will be Dr. Flo Laney. She's going to talk to us about this awesome product called Juice Plus. You've got to hear about this product. So, you know, be here next week. Tell your significant other, those you love, your friends, relatives, that they'll want to be on the call next week. They'll want to be on next week and hear Dr. Laney talk about this awesome Juice Plus. Do you know that we're supposed to get between, I think it's 7 and 13 servings of fruits and vegetables a day? How many do you get? Some days I don't get nearly that, and I'm a vegetarian. I'm raw, and some days I still don't get near that because some days I'm just busy. Some days I'm so busy until I have to remind myself, you haven't eaten anything. So I just want to remind you guys, next week you're going to want to be on the show. And then the week after that, the 29th, we've got a dynamic young man that's going to be on with us. He's a raw chef, and he's out of New York. And he's awesome. I'm not even going to tell you who he is right now. I'll tell you more about that later. But you're going to want to be on to hear this young man on Facebook. He posts such awesome creations until they have you salivating just looking at, you know, his pictures on Facebook. So with all that said, I hope everybody had a good day today. And today we're going to get into... like I said, batten down the hatches. And that word batten down means, you know, preparing for something that's really strategic. You know what I'm saying? It's a boating term. And that's the Lord gave that to me because that's really what we need to be doing, batten down the hatches of these vessels, these awesome vessels. So it's just about taking care of them and knowing what to do and how to do it. And allowing your body to speak to you. You know, people think I'm really like one short of a dozen when I say I will put my hand over my heart and I'll ask myself, what is it? What's wrong? If there's something going on, I'll ask my body, what's wrong? What is it? You know, and do you know I'll get the answer? When I pray, I ask if there's something going on, I'll ask God at that time to reveal to me what it is. You know, I'll just touch myself, wherever it is, whatever's going on. If it's a knee kind of pain, I'll put my hand on my knee and say, what's wrong? What is it? And I always get the answer, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. And I truly believe that. Seek and you shall find. You know, when it comes to taking care of this body, we got to do all that there. Like the kids say, all that there. We got to do that. We got to seek. We got to knock. We got to ask. Because, I mean, it's just so much going on. You hear so much information, and it's like sifting through all of this. What is really best for us? Well, tonight I'm going to share some things with you. I'm going to share some things, some information on cleansing, detoxing. Before you begin to take care of this body, before you begin to nourish the body, you got to cleanse it. And you'll hear me say that often. Every once in a while, I'll have a show just about cleansing the body because it's so important. We really don't realize sometimes how important it is. If we took an assessment of what we eat in the course of 1 week, you will just be surprised at some of the things we put into our body, and not to mention the things that we know we're doing, you know, and that's not so right sometimes. But then all the things that we're ingesting, and it's because of no control of our own, like the toxins that we're breathing in, you know, the things that we're getting in the food for those of us that don't eat organic, and the water and the exhaust systems, the exhaust from the different cars, and, you know, all of this stuff, not to mention what we're doing on top of it, like the processed foods and the refined sugars and the white flours, you know, the white flour products, white bread, white pastas, white this, white, you know, that sort of thing. So it's just, it would just behoove us to take better care of our body. You know, your body will run at optimum level if you just take a little bit more time to just say, you know what, I'm going to take care of myself. I make a practice of getting to bed on time. I go to bed early because sometimes I get up early. But I, for the most part, I get 7 to 8, sometimes 8.5 to 9 hours of sleep a night, and I feel good. So it's just about knowing those little things to do and just doing them. You know, we got to be doers of the word, not just hearers deceiving ourselves. Sometimes we get healthy information, and I truly believe when we start seeking God as to how to take care of our bodies and he revealed things to us, and we just, you know, we don't pay attention to it. You know, like, have you ever started to eat something and you just felt in your heart of hearts that, you know what, I really shouldn't even be eating this, but we'll eat it anyway. You know, those kind of little things. You see what I'm saying? So we want to take better care of ourselves. This past weekend, I attended my high school reunion, and it was so awesome. It was just so awesome seeing people that I haven't seen in such a long time. We had such an awesome time, just loving each other, and you know. And then I looked in the book they gave us of those that's no longer with us, and it just like I told my friend, I said, you know what? It really made me. I really got full seeing all the names of the people that are no longer with us, and. They it wasn't all the names, because some they didn't know where they were, and as we began to talk amongst ourselves at the table, we realized that, you know, a lot more were gone, were no longer here in the physical body, but I guess the team or the people, those that put the reunion together, they didn't know. They tried to get in touch with different individuals and couldn't find out anything, so they just didn't know. So, you know, I don't know about you, but I want to live a long, prosperous, healthy, vital life. You know, it's no fun. It's no fun when the rabbit got the gun. It really isn't. It's no fun when you can't live your life to the fullest. You know, that's not living. You know, who was that made that song say, that ain't living? No, that ain't living. I think it was Marvin Gaye or somebody, but that's not living. So I just thank God for this opportunity to share some things with you on this evening. And first I'm going to begin with a body cleanse or body detoxing. It's very important that we cleanse our bodies. A lot of times you can tell when your body needs to be cleansed, and I'm going to get into that tonight. You know, a lot of times we know when something just is not right, and that's the time to take an assessment. You know, what's going on? What have I been doing? It's go back to square one. Okay, what have I been eating a little bit more than I should? Do you know I found out that if you eat until you're 80% full, it will increase your longevity? Because a lot of times we eat so fast until we don't have, our brain don't have a chance to catch up with our stomach to let us know that we're full. You know, you'll live longer, you'll live a longer, healthier life. If you just eat 80% until you're full, just 80%. Don't eat until you're just so full. You know, you ever had that feeling, whew, I'm so full, I can't even move. You know what I'm saying? Back off. Once you feel that contentment in you that just says, you know, I'm all right. I'm not full. But I'm not hungry. That's the time to stop, because see, your brain has to catch up with your stomach has to catch up with your brain to let it know that, you know, okay, I'm full. And a lot of times, if we just took that time to do that, you'll see that, you know what, I really didn't even need to eat all this that I had on my plate. So we're just going to do some things a little bit smarter so that we can take better care of these bodies. Because you know what? This is the only one that you get. So we better take care of it. So to cleanse, okay, a lot of times people say, well, what does it mean to cleanse, or better yet, what does it mean to detox the body? Now, there's a lot of definitions for the word detox, but the one that I like best, that I found, it's in a book that I was reading, and it's called The Rebellious Body. And this book is by Janice Stubb Wittenberg. It's called The Rebellious Body. Very good book. And in her book, she says detoxification is defined as activities involved in assisting the body in the mobilization and excretion of toxins with the net effect of reducing the burden to the immune system. And that's what I really want to focus in on tonight, the immune system, thereby allowing greater health. Body detoxification is simply the process of clearing toxins from the body. That's exactly what it is, clearing toxins from the body. The immune system, there's a lot I can tell you about the immune system, but I'm going to just keep it simple. The immune system, which is made up of special cells and proteins and tissues and organs, defend people against germs and microorganisms every single day. In most cases, the immune system does a great job of keeping us healthy and preventing infections. But sometimes problems with the immune system can lead to illness and infections. When you cleanse or detox the body, the immune system is strengthened. And that's why it's so very important to cleanse and detox our body. With fewer toxins and waste in the body, the immune system is up to the task of doing its all-important job, and it has a very important job to do. And you know what? We never know when we come in contact with different germs and bacteria and viruses. We walk through them all day long. You know, when we get a cut on our hand, you would be surprised how many germs and bacteria are there present on our skin. But our immune system, that's where our immune system comes in. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We truly are. Because our body is intrinsically made to heal itself. You know, I often say it, if you don't believe me, get a cut on your hand. And watch how it just, I saw on this program one time, it was a documentary, and they showed a wound healing under a microscope, under so many days. You know how they do a flower growing out of the earth versus seed is planted, and then the flower comes up. I saw that, and it's just miraculous. The body will heal itself, but we got to take care of it. We got to give it what it needs in order for it to do it. We can't overload on all the sugar. You know what? I think sugar should have a skull and crossbone on the box because it's just that lethal. It is just that refined sugar is just that lethal. Now there's numerous reasons and ways to detoxify our body. In fact, I just did a detox the beginning of fall. I did one called the Master Cleanse, and I do different ones. I do one that uses all herbal products from Pure Herbs. We have a detoxification program. It's called the Body Management Program, and I've used that one. I have also used the 14-Day Cleanse by Nature Sunshine, and I'll tell you more about each one of those a little later. But it's just cleansing the body, and there's several ways. There's fasting. Fasting is a way to detoxify the body, and it's a very prolific way of detoxifying the body, fasting, and I do that. So now there's numerous ways to do it, but when you do a full body cleanse, you remove stored toxins that can compromise the body's ability to function properly. Now, contrary to what we have been taught and believe, the body has an innate ability to cleanse, to heal itself. You know, at one time, I remember going to a seminar, and it was on douching, on women and douching. And, you know, that's something we really don't have to do. Not unless there's something there present like yeast, if there's an overgrowth of yeast. But then there's a preparation that you should use just for that. But douching isn't something that we have to do on you know, like every so often. That's because our body will cleanse itself. And if you find that you do have to do that, then I would take a closer look at exactly just what are you doing. Sometimes we'll do things because it's tradition, you know. Well, they used to say back in the day, you know, after you come off your menses, then it's a good thing to douche. There's really no beneficial reason to do that, because if your body is doing what it's supposed to do, it will cleanse itself after your menses, okay? So now we can attribute many of the diseases, the ailments, and issues in the body, such as rashes and arthritis and gout. I have never seen so many people with gout as I have here recently. Everybody is limping, and you ask, what's wrong? You know, because when I'm out and I see people with different, I say, if you don't mind me asking you, you know, what's wrong with your foot? Why are you limping? I'm hearing so much arthritis and gout it's not funny. A buildup of uric acid in the body. We're not cleansing our bodies. Boils, obesity, acne. I had a young lady tell me about 3 weeks ago. She was showing me her face and the problem she was having with acne. And I just simply asked her, when was the last time you did a detox? When was the last time you cleansed your body? And she said, well, and that let me know right then, not, you know. And I explained to her how important it was to do that and how important it was to get a sufficient amount of good water in your system. And as I began to share some things with her and she began to put some things in place, she came back about a couple of weeks later and she was showing me her face, how much it had cleared up. Excuse me. Also, constipation. Oh, man, so many people are constipated. Children are constipated. Heart disease, candida, allergies, even cancer. Yep, even cancer can be attributed to an overabundance of toxins in our body. And the key to great health, people and health enthusiasts tonight, I just want to share with you the key to great health and longevity can be described in three words. Cleanse your body. It don't amount to a hill of bean. How good of a supplement you're putting in it, how good of a nutrition, what kind of nutrition you're putting in it if you're not cleansing it. You got to cleanse your body. And I'll say it again, cleanse your body. It will greatly benefit you to never forget those three words. Cleanse your body. Cleanse it. We cleanse it on the outside. You know, do you day after day just put on new clothes, perfume, oils, whatever, you know, just day after day and never take a bath, never take a shower? You know, okay, we do it on the outside, so why not the inside? the way you heal anything is the way you heal everything. It starts with what you put in your body. We got to cleanse the body. Dr. Paul Bragg, who was one of the fathers of natural medicine, believed that proper cleansing and detoxification of the body is the lifeblood of health and wellness. And I concur. I agree with him. It's the lifeblood. And I'm convinced that cleansing is vital to helping the body maintain, regain, and improve, and even heal itself. You see, in order for the body to thrive, it must take in nutrients. It's got to do two things. It's got to take in nutrients, and it must expel waste. And when there's a buildup of mucus and toxins, it does neither adequately. Thus, there's danger for a toxic buildup, and when this happens, the toxins are absorbed through the walls of the colon, entering the bloodstream, and harming the various organs of our body. That's why we got to cleanse our bodies. We must cleanse our bodies. And it's something that should be done on a regular basis. I like to cleanse 4 times a year with the changing of each season. But sometimes I'll cleanse a little bit more, you know, if something is going on. You got to learn to listen to your body. You must know your body. We're all different. You must know your body. You know what you're going through. Stress causes an acid terrain in the body. So we have to know that when we're in any kind of stressful situation, we have to take care of that. And how do we do that? By addressing the adrenals, but that's a different show. Tonight I want to stick to just getting the body prepared, getting everything ready for winter. So, you know, that's just some of the things about a good body cleanse. A good body cleanse it'll cleanse all the cells, all the tissues, all the organs of the body by removing accumulated toxins, fecal matter, drug residues, debris, parasites, and impurities from all areas of the body. And if you haven't cleansed in a while or even at all, I suggest using a herbal parasite antidote with your cleanse. You know, if you're doing a cleanse that does not have a good parasitic antidote, I suggest using one. And some good ones that I've used and I use are chinchona bark, green hull, black walnut, male fern. And these are herbs. You can get them in tincture form or in extract form, or you can get them in capsule form. Mugwort is an excellent one. Pumpkin seeds, rue and tansy are also excellent parasitic herbs, but do not use these herbs if you're pregnant, okay, or if you're breastfeeding, if you're lactating, any of that. You don't want to use these herbs, okay? Thyme, worm seed, and there's an awesome one that Pure Herbs has. It's called Lloyd's Formula. Lloyd's Formula, L-L-O-Y-D-S. Formula, F-O-R-M-U-L-A. Lloyd's formula was formulated by an Amish herbalist by the name of Lloyd Weaver. And this formula rids the body of blood parasites. Yeah, parasites that live in the blood. Lloyd Weaver found that many unsuspected parasites of the blood go undetected and cause a host of problems that just won't go away. They live in the blood, feeding especially on the red blood cells. And the most common way to get these blood invaders is when we're bitten. You know, sometimes you can be bitten by bugs like mosquitoes and ticks and lice and fleas and what else? Spiders, mites, you know, bed bugs. And this explained why some people feel sick and feel weak and ill at ease, feverish, or in some kinds of instances, they just sick all the time. You know anybody that's just don't feel good all the time? And they really can't put a finger on what's going on. I don't know. I just don't feel good. I've seen people. I've heard people say that. It could very well be a parasite in the blood. You see, because we seldom connect our feeling bad and estranged symptoms with something that's bitten us. You know, very rarely do we go back and say, you know what, oh, this just started when something bit me, I don't know what this is. You know, so we don't usually associate being bitten with something that's going on or how we're feeling. And a lot of times it could be just that. Now, you can read more about this herb because there's a lot more to it than just what I'm giving tonight. But for the lack of time, I just want to kind of give you, you know, a little bit of what this herb is about. But it's a fantastic. I keep it in my arsenal. I keep it. This is one that this is a keeper. And so you can read more about it by going to my website, foryourgoodhealth.info, and clicking on the Pure Herbs link, and then click on New Products, and you can read about this product. Okay, it's called Lloyd's Formula. Now, detoxification cleans out or purifies the blood. And why is this important, you may ask? It's important because the blood carries nutrients to every part of the body. So cleansing the body improves the function of the filtering organs, like, you know, the liver, our kidney, our gallbladder, the lymph system. And you know what? We so take our organs for granted. We so take our organs. You want to see what your liver is doing? Go look in the mirror. You want to see what your liver is doing? Go look in the mirror. Look at your eyes. Your eyes is an indicator of just what's going on in your liver. Does the white of your eyes, is it white, or does it have a yellow tint to it, a yellow twinge to it? If so, then your liver has been compromised, and we need to clean. And there's so many easy ways to clean it. If you don't want to do it with a herbal tincture or extract or a tea, go to the health food store, get you a bunch of dandelions. We at Zerbo's, we have dandelions that come in that's locally grown. And put them in your salad, you know. Put them in your smoothies. Those of you that know me know I am the queen of smoothies. I do smoothies. Some days I don't have anything but smoothies all day long. I can live off smoothies. So we got to take care of that blood. The life of the flesh is where? In the blood. So we got to take care of the blood. You got to cleanse the blood. You know, a lot of times you hear about people having the issue or the dis-ease of cancer, and they want to cut it off. They want to cut off a breast. They want to, you know, I like what Dr. Lorraine Day said when they found out that she was diagnosed with a cancer. She had a tumor to come up on her chest, and they said that she had breast cancer, and they want to remove her breast. And she said, well, you mean I have breast cancer because I have too many breasts? You know, you want to cut my breasts off, so does that mean that I have too many breasts? That's why I have breast cancer? She was smart enough to know that it wasn't the breasts that was the issue. Oh, yeah, the cancer was there, but cancer is in the blood. We got to clean the blood. And cutting off the breasts wasn't going to make the cancer go away. Because if it's in the blood, then what's going to happen? Another weak part of the body, it'll go there. You know, you hear oftentimes that cancer has metastasized and it's gone from spread. You'll hear people say, yeah, it spread it from the liver to the lung and this and that. We got to clean the blood. The blood comes in contact with every part of the body. We must cleanse our bodies. And when I say body, I mean whole body. Okay? Okay. So now, if that's why it's important that we clean our filtering systems, our organs, and when the body is clean, our filtering system can perform like it's supposed to. And its job is to filter everything that comes in the body. It filters it. The kidneys, filtering out the blood. You know, if we just take a look, there's a website. Oh, I think it's called the Body Magnificent or the Body. I'll find out and let you know next week. But it shows like a 3D version of the body and just how the body works. And it's awesome. It's as magnificent as that DV that you can watch concerning conception. I watched that with my granddaughter one time, just how a baby comes to be a baby, you know, and I think it's called the Miracle of Life. Well, this one is called the Body Magnificent. Or something like that. But it's just awesome to see how magnificent our body is and how everything in this body has an ordained purpose. We don't have anything in us that, you know, when the doctor is so cavalier to say, oh, well, we just take it out. You know, everything in our body, it's there for a purpose. So cleansing our body promotes overall health because it'll make you feel better, because now your body can use its energy for self-healing and self-cleansing. So now, when should you cleanse the body? A lot of times your body will scream at you telling you that it needs to be cleansed. You'll have things like headaches and you'll be irritable. You know, I often tell people if I run into somebody and they're irritable, a friend of mine told me about something that happened this weekend where when we were at the reunion where one of our classmates came into the kitchen where she was and said that he was kind of irritable. And I wanted to tell her so bad, you know, you should have asked him, when is the last time you had a good bowel movement? You know, because that's what I'll ask people. I'll say, you know, when is the last time you had a good bowel? And they look at me like, you know, like you're crazy. But how far removed are we that we don't even discuss what's going on in our body? Well, we can talk about any and everything else. We can talk about some of the most horrid things you can imagine. But we can't talk about a bowel movement? Come, get for real. You know, I just love it that I've trained my grandchildren to share with me what their poop looked like. You know, my granddaughter would call me and say, Granny, come look at this one. This one it's a good one. You know, it's not sticky. And when she says sticky, that means she hasn't had enough water. And you know what defecation feels like when it's sticky and it's coming? You can tell you haven't had enough water. That's why I say your body will scream at you and let you know that, listen, I need some attention. And we better pay attention to our health, because if not, you know what? Your health will demand your attention, because you know what this body will do? It'll lay down. By that, I mean you'll pass out, you'll faint, you'll go into a coma. When this body needs attention and you neglect it, you know, I hear people say, oh, I can't do this. I can't go to the doctor. I can't go do this. I can't because, oh, I can't take off from work. I can't. But let this body get to the point where it says, oh, yeah, you going, because right now I'm going to lay down. So we got to take better care of ourselves. When toxins accumulate in the nervous system, you can become irritable. You can have constipation. There are people that suffer from chronic constipation. I spoke with a young lady that told me that she has never in her life had regular bowel movements. So this was normal for her. I said, your normal is not normal. I don't care if you do say it's for you. It is not normal to have a bowel movement every 2 to 3 days. Do you eat every 2 to 3 days? you remember when our babies were little? Every time you feed them, what happened? You see that smile, you know, that I call it that poop smile, you know. When we eat, we're supposed to eliminate all these. If you eat 3, 4, 5, 6 meals a day and you're having 1 or 2 bowel movements a week or every other day or every few days, where is all that food? Where's all the other food? It's in the body, building up toxins. The toxins is pushing it back through the colon, which in turn is feeding it back through the bloodstream. And if you're doing any kind of flesh, you need to clean periodically. The hormones and the antibiotics and the things that's in meat, you need to get this stuff out of your system. Not only that, like I said, the things that we have no control over, the toxins that we're breathing, getting in the water, you know, washing, do you use bleach? You know, so I'm not talking about just the things that we know of, but the things that we don't even know of, you know. So it's just important. Sometimes your stomach will feel bloated. You'll notice this is a very good indication of foul breath. And you'd be surprised how many people don't know their breath stinks. You can tell, you should be able to tell before anybody else that you get a foul breath. Breathe in your hand. You know, you are the first person to know that my breath is smell. And a lot of times trying to cover it up, it doesn't work because the foul stench is coming from the lungs, which in turn is coming off the stomach. So that's another indicator. Do you have any kind of rashes that's all of a sudden popped up? What about acne? Severe acne? Light acne? Moderate acne? That I was looking at that commercial about Proactiv, and it addresses the problem, but it doesn't address what is really going on that we call the cause. What is the cause? We have to address the cause. We got to get to the root of what's going on and address that. Blotchy spots on your skin, it's all a sign of a toxin buildup. Toxins in the gland can make you feel lethargic, you know, fatigued. Your sex drive may decrease, in some cases even cease. So that's just some of the things that will let you know that your body needs to be cleansed. Headaches, you know, headaches is an awesome indicator. You know, I believe that a lot of people that have been diagnosed with this chronic fatigue syndrome, if they had just a good cleansing, there are people that have never, ever detoxed in years, ever. And we must do that. We must cleanse the body. Now, there's a couple of cleansers that I'd like to share with you. And also, now, once you cleanse, then that's when you want to start putting some good things in your body. And while you're on the cleanse, if you're doing a cleanse like the cleanse that we do periodically, the master cleanse, then you know you don't do anything but the lemonade drink in your water. That's it. That's all you have. But now if you're doing any other form of detox, we have, like I mentioned to you, we have a program. It's called the Body Management Program, and it's by Pure Herbs, and you can find out more about it by going to my website. You can also feel free to give me a call at 734-895-1940. I can explain it to you in detail. It consists of 5, maybe 6 products, and the 6th is optional. It's an option, you know, your choice, and it's predicated on just whether you've cleansed lately and it's a parasitic. And I always like to speak with my clients before, you know, just saying, okay, well, leave it out, because I want to know what your lifestyle is. I want to see a food chart, you know, just so we'll know. And it's always good to do a parasitic, to take a parasitic antidote. And the time to do it is especially good when you're cleansing. But it consists of 5 products, and they are alfalfa. And, you know, alfalfa is a wonderful herb, it's a food alterative. That means it's good for the whole body. It's a body nutrient. It's also a tonic. And in fact, I tell a lot of people that's suffering from arthritis or gout, first thing I ask them, you know, why aren't you taking alfalfa? Because alfalfa is awesome for that. It's good for the joints. It's good for the stomach. It's good for any kind of arthritic condition, any kind of arthritic discomfort. It stops excessive sweating. It's a deodorizer. It's a pituitary gland nutrient. In fact, it's called the father of foods. So it's just an awesome herb. The next herb in this program is called all cell salts. Now, all cell salts is a mineralizer. It's a food. It's a blood cleanser. It's a lymphatic cleanser. It reduces cellular congestion, and it's just awesome for cleansing your body on a cellular level. And when you cleanse, that's what you want to do. You want to hit everything. You want to cleanse everything. You want to cleanse the inside and the outside. And that's exactly what all cell salts do. And it's really good because it has a broad spectrum of minerals in it. So it's real, and it's organic minerals, the kind of minerals that your body can assimilate. Okay? So it's really an awesome product. It's called all cell salts. It feeds the cells in your body. It feeds the cells and nourishes the cells and detoxifies the cells in your body. Another product in this program is called beetroot. Beetroot is a great liver cleanser. Remember I said how we have to cleanse our internal organs? It's an awesome liver cleanser. It's a source of sulfur. It's an excellent source of potassium, magnesium, and it also has the trace element boron in it. It provides folic acid for proper cell division. You know, we need folic acid for cell division for all parts of the body, including the nails and the hair. One night I'm going to do a show on analyzing your fingernails and your hair. There's a way to look at your fingernails to tell exactly what's going on in your body. So I'm gonna be doing that one evening. Another product in this program is called Cascara Sagrada. Now, Cascara Sagrada is a bark, and it comes from a tree, and it provides us with one of the most wonderfulest bowel cleansers found in nature. And in fact, the Spanish name for Cascara Sagrada, it means bark sacred, or either sacred bark. And it's excellent for helping the body, helping the colon to purge itself. It doesn't make you go. It encourages peristaltic action. It's not like a laxative. Remember those laxatives? What was the name of those things in Little Blue Pack? X-Lax? It's not like that, where you take one and a few minutes later, you better get to getting. It's not that kind of laxative. Like I said, it encourages peristaltic action. And it's awesome. And it helps the body, once the body has dumped sludge, it helps your body to purge it, to get that out. You know, and bowel waste removed more frequently will prevent a lot of things, including prostate problems, uterus problems, bladder problems, urinary tract disorders, hysterectomies, ear, throat, lungs, liver, eye, sinus, colon infections, everything. It has to do with a buildup of bowel, a buildup of waste. We got to get that waste out. In fact, I tell people, if you have any kind of sciatic issue going on, be very conscientious to how much you're having bowel movements. If you notice that when you're compacted, impacted, or constipated, you'll notice that sciatic will ache and hurt a little bit more. And it's because of that cecum part of the bowel pressing down on that nerve. And it'll cause you so much pain, you'll have to do something, I'm telling you. So it's important that we do our body justice. Another product in this program is called 3Bs. And this is the best of 3B products, and it's combined for energy, because a lot of times when you're detoxing, you'll get lethargic, you'll have headaches, you have mood swings, but it's simply because the poisons, the toxins are being stirred up, and they're proceeding to leave the body. So you'll have all these feelings just like you would if you needed to detox. And it, that's all it is, symptoms of being detoxed, of your body being detoxed. But it's bee pollen, which is the glue. It possesses antibiotic properties, and it's awesome. It has the bee royal jelly, which is the queen bee food. It has the royal jelly, the bee populace, and the bee pollen. And it's good for energy. It's a wonderful energy source. And then, like I said, the sixth product would be peristolic antidote. And you, I gave you a list of those. Also, there's another cleansing product. Now, that's a herbal formula that comes in either, most of the products come in a tincture, a liquid. But there's also one by Nature Sunshine, and it's a 14-day cleanse. And you can find it by going to my website as well. And if you can't find it, if you can't locate it, feel free to give me a call. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. It's a 14-day cleanse, and everything you need comes in one box. And it is awesome because there's little packets, and if you work, you can take everything with you. It's nothing to make you rush and have to go. It's a nice, easy purge. And it's a, like I said, it's for 14 days. And while you're doing any either or of these cleanses, it's best to, I always suggest, pull back off of the mucus-causing foods, which is the dairy and the meat products, the processed meats. Pull back off of those and take in more fruits and vegetables and nut seeds and grains. A lot of this diverticulitis that's going on is simply because we don't have enough fiber in us to relieve ourselves. Well, it seems like the clock on the wall is telling us that it's a wrap. It's another show. Wow, how time really passed by this evening. Some of the herbs that I use to help fortify, keep my immune system strengthened, is astragalus. You know, you hear me talk about astragalus all the time. Elderberry. This is a wonderful time of the year to drink elderberry tea. Ginger. Keep fresh ginger on hand. Go to the health food store and get you a nice organic root of ginger. And boil you some water and turn the water off and cut you up some ginger in there. Put a top on it. Let it steep for a while and drink hot ginger tea. You know, it's just so awesome for the immune system. It helps to, it'll strengthen the immune system. It calms the stomach if there's anything going on in the stomach. So I just want to thank everybody for being on tonight. Here's to Your Health is brought to you once again by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And next week, my guest is going to be Dr. Flo Laney. And she's a doctor, nurse, doctor of nursing, I think she is. And she's going to tell us about a product called Juice Plus. So with that note, I want to give you my closing affirmation. It says, I rejoice in what I have, and I know that fresh new experiences are always ahead. I greet the new with open arms. I trust life to be wonderful, and I open my doors to life. Thank you all for joining me on this evening, and have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of the week. And remember, take care of yourselves. Take control of your health, because if you don't, somebody else will. Thanks so much, guys, and I look forward to doing it next week. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions concerning anything I mentioned tonight, 734-895-1940. My website, foryourgoodhealth.info, foryourgoodhealth.info. Good night. God bless.